That's our own base. I'm Rav Huna. Five lines to the top. I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Matar Mafrichi Yoinim. Who's the one who said these gamblers are no good freighters? Rabbi Lozer. It would seem that's Rabbi Lozer, because the thing that we learned over there in Adios, Adios is a Masechta, all full of testimonies of various different Tanoim as the stuff which they heard from their previous generations. So Rabbi Lozer there testified, Mafrichi Yoinim. What are you missing? Okay. Mafrichi Yoinim. Hey, Rabbi Lozer. So he testified that. Just push hard. Push. No. He said in front of Rabbi Yossi. All that does an edge, Rabbi Lezer, is he asked a question. Is this art suite center also going only according to Rabbi Lezer? No, is Rabbi Lezer the only one who passes gamblers for testimony? Rabbi Lezer said, the period here is out of place. And everybody agrees here in Sanhedrin that the gamblers are apostle because it's Dine Mominus. And Rabbi Yossi continued to explain. Rabbi Yossi said, Yodimayinu, we all knew, meaning everybody agrees. Shapostle made this moment a gambler is apostle for a testimony which has to do with money, for obvious reasons. Mab Balhoit, what is he going to come to testify about? He's a gambler, right? He's a lowlife. How is he going to testify about monetary matters? He's going to lie, right? Where's the machlokas there between Rabbi Lez and Rabbanon? Ela Kashem Shapasa made us Mammon, Rabbi Lez, just like his possible from Edus Mammon, Kach Posa made us on the Nefashas, also cannot testify in a capital crime. He knows much less likely to lie in a capital crime. He can't testify in a capital crime as well. And also, there in Mesech Rosh Hashanah, there's a parallel sugya, and says that witnesses who have to do with Kiddush HaChodesh also like Edus Nefashos, because when things take place during the month, has to do with whether we kill somebody or not, right? Now, ask Mara, wait a minute. So what about the following case? It says, the Tzninon should really say like, Elohod the Tzninon, something like that. That which we learned. Zekal Sherpet Okoidu Shane Yishuk Shera Law, Afhain Ksherin Law, Afhain Ksherin Law. It says that any Edus which a woman cannot testify, gamblers may not testify either. Mat Nisa, who's the one who said this, Brysa, it must be that it's Rabbanan. This is going like Rabbanan. And it means to say that Rabbanan, who are machshir a gambler for Dinei Nefashos and for Edus HaChodesh, nevertheless, they pasul for Dinei Mominus. And this Brysa says that it sounds like there's some testimony which they are good for. Testimony which a woman can't testify, they can't testify, which meaning Edus and Dinei Mominus. The inference of that is that there is some testimony they can testify, which they're not like women, in which they can't testify. So what's that? Obviously, according to Blaz, there is no testimony they could testify. A gambler is possible for any type of testimony in the world. It must be that this is talking according to Rabbanan, and Rabbanan hold that, you know what, testimony which has to do with more severe areas than monetary matters, capital crime and such like that, they can testify.
Can.
They're less likely to lie. They'll lie about money, but they're not going to lie about...
But the stakes are higher.
Either rabbis, the stakes are higher, they're not willing to lie. Their ethical lapse only has to do with money. Their ethical lapse has not to do with capital punishment. Look at most people like that. Their ethics lapse when it comes to money, but not so much when it comes to deen and punishment.
So the fact that Morgan admits that's possible.
No, according to Rabbi Lezer, who possibly... Rabbanan passes them for everything, but Rabbanan don't.
Yeah, I mean, if Rabbanan would be Molomitzah.
Why is Rabbanan Molomitzah?
Because they're not going to lie. They don't have the chutzpah.
They don't have the chutzpah. Okay, you can explain that way. Okay, that's fine. Okay, agreed. So it says where Rabbanan grab Lezer, the Rabbanan passel for the passel at all? Is that in fact the case? Says more, yes, Moedin Lay, the apostle in Dinim Omeris, who Pleiloi, and they answer, they argue on him about the Nefoshes and Eidos HaChodesh. Again, Ephraim has a different shot here, very different gears, a different shot, but it's not Gil Ephraim here, actually. Gil Ephraim is the Rosh Hashanah. But we're not going to get into it now. Says more, now. Rabbi Yoino said, Rabbi Yevusher, Rabbi Kuna said, you know, Kula Rabbi Lezer. Even if it's only like Rabbi Lezer, he holds that Rabbanan are machshir gamblers even for Dini Momenus. Not like we learned until now. Until now, Rabbi Yoino said for Dini Momenus, even Rabbanan can see. But Rabbi Yoino, name Rabbi Kuna said, no, even for Dini Momenus, rabbis argue. Now, Vaasi le plugta. But going back to Rabbi Yossi holds that by Dine Momenus they agree and they only argue by Dine Nefashos. This is similar to the following Machlokas. The Tanim learned, Eid Zoymim, Pulsum, Mikol, Adul, Shabbatar, and Eid Zoymim cannot testify any Eidus whatsoever, Divi Rabbi Meir. That's like Rabbi Elazar, right? In other words, just like, and Eid Zoymim is possible in the entire Torah. So to in our case, the Mafri Achyoinim is possible, Chol Eidus Shabbatar. It's possible altogether. Rabbi Yezri said, by Medvar Muriz, watching the Zoymim, made into the Foshos. If he's found to be an Eid Zoymim by Dinah and Foshos, so we say he's also an Eid Zoymim by Dinah Momris, because we certainly go down. So he's willing to lie by the more severe thing, he's certainly willing to lie by the less severe thing. However, Avanim to Zoymim by Eidus Momen, if we find that he's an Eid Zoymim by Eidus Momen, ain't possible, Ella also Eidus Bilbad. It's only possible that testimony by Momenus, meaning that he's still possible kosher for a Dinah and the Foshos. So Rabbi Yossi is like Rabbanan who create the dichotomy, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Amora. They create the dichotomy between Dinei Momenus and Nefashos, that a gambler is not believed when it comes to Dinei Momenus, but he may be believed by Dinei Nefashos. Says more of his side, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan, Udrai Meir, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi goes like Rabbanan, who created the dichotomy by gamblers between Dinei Momenus and Nefashos, and Meir goes like Rabbi Lezer. Okay? Going on to the next part of the mission, which speaks about Shemitah. Rishimah says, Mitchol Chil initially loyu korin osam el osveshis. These are called the gatherers in Shemitah. Mishraba nosim, when people used to have to gather in Shemitah because there were a lot of goyim who compelled them to do so, and therefore they had to dispense from Shemitah in order to save themselves. Chosik rosam silver shvis, they began calling the people who were continued to commit averos the merchants of Shemitah, because not only did they gather to sustain demand by the goyim, but they also did merchandising, bartering, wheeling, and dealing. Okay? Om Rabbi Rabbi's mantra, Ein Lohen Elohi. That we only pass these people when they don't have no other profession other than that. That's our Rebuter and our Mishnah, right? That they have another craft, another trade, another profession, or raise a kosher. They're okay. Hey, Chavido. What's the case where they have another profession? What are the cases we're talking about? Yoshi Boto Kosh Neshiva, if a guy doesn't work all 6 years, Kemach Bosh Shemitah Shvis, once Shemitah comes, he's still patient as Yod of a nice and nice and perish Shvis, and he goes to work. Right? This year goes to work because he's going to make all his money in his illicit trades, all right? His entire purpose to work, his entire work period is during the 7th year and the 7th year old only. Miesh Mamloch Acher is kosher. If that's all he does during the Shemitah year, so then he's possible. I'm sorry. So he has other stuff to do during Shemitah year. He's still kosher. Milav, if not, he's possible. But the entire 6 years, he's a fruit vendor, right? Came to Bosh Shvis, and when Shemitah comes, just continues in his trade. He's a fashion, you have a nice and a bear Shvis, continues to deal now in fruit, but just this year, Shemitah fruit. Even though he doesn't have any other work, he is kosher. Why? Because during the other 6 years, he had other work. He's not going to lie, even though he's an Avaryan, he's a sinner, but he's not going to lie in court because he's not a lowlife. What's the proof? He's not a lowlife, he's just continuing in his profession. He's not coming, it's not like the guy who just starts trading in Shemitah fruit during Shemitah. Obviously, he's not going to be Nana for Havera. This guy's not as bad, he's just continuing in his normal pattern of subsistence. Okay? You don't like that? Okay. So, I don't like it so much, but that's the worst size
we could. He forgets about the calendar. He just carries on.
Well, it's pretty hard to forget about Shemitah, but yes, okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bobba is after Rabbi Bobba, Rabbi, oh, I skipped. Did I? Rabbi Papa is after Rabbi Papa Shemir Lusser said, Halacha Rabbi Masi. So our halacha is our Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah who said that if the guy has another craft, he does become pulsatus. Iklis Rabbi Bar Zavta. Rabbi Bar Zavta was praised. The marshmur that he said over a halacha, Mishum Nizormine named Rabbi Bo, who was younger than himself. So even though he was older, he said over a name Rabbi Avo, the Sugya. Now, all that is one way of learning Mishnah. Tanya Rabbi Chia, Lechumra, he was Machmir, his spin on Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Echavida, what's the case where the guy remains kosher for testimony because he has Malach Acheres only? Yeshim Malach Lechosh Teshvo, a guy who's involved in his regular work all 7 years. Came at Shavuot Shvi'is, he's a fashid biyado, but yado, the extent is having this in Pesach Shvi'is. Av apishiyeshi b'malacheres, even though he's got other work with him, in this case, it's a puzzle or to advise change of girsa to usher, meaning that, no, that this is true about other psalim in our Mishnah, but not people who deal in Shemitah. People who deal in Shemitah during Shemitah, they are not considered to be kosher. Okay? Because we look back in our Mishnah. When the Mishnah said, Adaf Tesvav Manav, it said, Amos Abizan Shehu Umlusalahu Aviesha Umlusalahu Arrays a kosher, that might only be going on the Reisha, not on the Seifa, might be going on the gamblers, right? But who says it's going also on the Sokre Shvi'is? That we don't know. Okay? So that's what Gemara says here. He's machmir. He says the guy is so kashvias, doesn't help him that he does his trade the rest of the Shemitah years. Now the Ritbaz wants to say that you can say, like Rabbi Yehuda, even by Shemitah, if I understand Ritbaz correctly, if he's got another trade during Shemitah as well. In other words, not just that he has a trade the rest of the 6 years, but besides that, in the seventh year, his main profession is doctor. And on the side, he's no save and no sin but perishvies. That'll be okay. Okay? Because in that case, he has malach acheres even during Shemitah itself. It's what he's arguing is to say that if he has another malacha all 6 years and the seventh year Shemitah, then he's kosher, and then you say that's not kosher. You need to have both during Shemitah itself, another job and the Shemitah production as well. Now, Lo B'dah says more, in this, we do not say Rabbi Barzate, Rabbi B'Shem, Rabbi Loser, Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, B'mas Nisan. Now, there's an important word here, which the Ritbaz throws in. He says, "Lo b'dah." Rabbi Bava is after Rabbi Sheri Lo. Says, "Look, Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisin lekula." In other words, even though he held that where Yeshimah Melacha Acheres, that's okay, like Rabbi Yehuda said before. We said, like Rabbi Yehuda says, and we pass that way. The gambler is another the gambler is another trade. He's okay. So that's only in a case it's not lakula, not a case where his other work he only has during the 6 years, and now during the seventh year he confines himself to Shemitah work, but it's got to be simultaneous. In other words, he has permissible work and prohibited work at the same time. Okay? In other words, we don't say lakula that allows Rabbi Yehuda. That Melacha Acheres is even when it's not simultaneous, but rather sequential. No, the Melacha Acheres has to be simultaneous.
The doctor does Shvi'is, right?
Okay, so that's the case which we possibly do. So says more. Wait a minute. Time and right, Barba's after the Marsh Mua Mishun the Zermine. There, Rabbi Vares after said over something in the name of somebody who's younger than himself, which was Lakula, meaning back on Yudal, on Tesla on base, we said that that halachas are rooted in our Mishnah, right? Who's Mekel, who says that if he has another profession, it's okay. So let's, why don't we say the same thing here in this sub-machlokas to Rabbi Yehuda, whether you have to have the same profession simultaneously or even consecutively, that we should say lekula, let's basket in Rabbi Yehuda, that as long as you have no lachachers the other 6 years, it doesn't matter whether you have no lachachers during Shemitah or not. What do we say? What would we say over here? Now, the truth is, the Gemara is leaving out a big chunk which appears in Masechet Shviz. Masechet Shviz, it says there, a very interesting thing it says, that once the Anosim came, once the people came to decrees against Shemitah, the Goyim, right, obviously, to make people plant during Shemitah, so people are allowed to do certain things during Shemitah. They're allowed to plow their field in order to plant Motzei Shemitah, that Chazal Matir. And the reason, of course, for Matir is because it's only Shemitah Bismana says only Rabbanan, so therefore we're making for certain purposes. Rav Kook brought down this Gemara, the Shemitah, Shvi's Gemara, when, you know, when he was involved at the Mechira, we see that one can bend the rules a little bit when Shemitah is only the Rabbanan. So name it. So there we paskin that it's okay. You're allowed to do it. Plow during Shemitah. Now, there's even a Tzadik Gemara, which we shall see later on. It's brought down here as well. That even after the Gzeira is gone, the Anosim went away, so once they canceled Shemitah for this purpose, in order to raise tax money, whatever it was, that dispensation remains. Okay? It's a big chiddush, but there is such a thing. So the Shaila is, why don't we just also postulate in this matter, Lekula, that once there was dispensation in Shemitah, so then even if a guy has no other work during Shemitah except this Isser of Sochei Shviyas, and he's not a doctor on this side, it should still also be okay. So what's the obvious answer?
It's going to open up Pandora's box. Everyone's going to be Sochei Shviyas.
That may be, but there's an even better answer, which is one that Mark gives. No? So that's more very simply. There, meaning by us, the king's not compelling you to wheel and deal in Shemitah fruit. So since the king never compelled it, there's no reason for us to be makel on you. You have to have a legitimate melach acheres, that same self for you, same year, in order for us to allow you to testify in court. But here, amachus onesis, in that case, in Sechta Shviz, the king is making you pay the taxes, that's a different ballgame altogether. Okay, good answer, right?
Saying it's a bottom line issue,
right? But it's not just a bottom line issue. It's a bottom line issue with severe potential repercussions because the king is demanding the money. Okay, says more further. When they used to force us to work during Shemitah. They can do the initial plowing still during Shemitah. Chad mumer lakum, so a certain Meshumet was walking down the street. Barber Shemitah used to pass during Shemitah. Chad soon he saw people, Ramyon Kuvase, that they were making heaps of grain, piles of grain. So, obviously, it was in order to prepare the field in some way, shape, or form for this type of activity, planting for the king, whatever it was. Taxes. Amar lo, so he said to him, mockery. He said, ha, should be two words actually. Ha satu, you have deviated from your religious norm. Shara mirda, have you begun to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Shara l'cho mirma kavas, have you begun to gather heaps of grain? Well, that must mean that you guys yourselves are canceling your fealty to Shemitah. You guys are not loyal to Shemitah anymore. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yami had been matir because of the compelling reason of the Malchus. Now, I'm Rabbi Yagar Razite Kashise Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yagar says I had a kasha for Rabbi Yami. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yavos, sorry. Located Amar Zira Rabbi Yochum Shere Rabbi Yami. Didn't they all say these fellows? And Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Shimon Yotzach, then they also say, Nindu Balias made Natsa Blue, they went up to the second floor, based Natsa on Lud. And they said, it should say really, Kol Al Kol Atayra Akula. concerning the entire Torah, minayin, how do we know that im Omar oyve kuchom yisov, a goy says to a Jew, rabba achaz yikom mitzvah samurz on Torah, to transgress any mitzvah stay in Torah, chutz mi avodah salim, except for the big three, avodah zora, gila raish vichuz domim, right, avodah zora, licentiousness, and murder, yavor vo yorek, how do we know that you should transgress and not be killed? Meaning by the big three, you're killed. But the other ones, you're supposed to not transgress. So the important line is here in the Mishnah, which is brought down in one of Masechta Shviz, B'chsiv B'chaybot says, live in them! So therefore you're not Moser Nefesh anything else. Now we're not, that's not part of the, what he brought this down for. Now comes what he brought this down for. Hold on to Tamer, that's true, they know they not smoke. When it's you and the guy, and he tells you to do something against the Tehor. But if it's in public, I feel a mitzvah kali, even a lighter mitzvah, lo yishma lo, you may not listen to the goy, because of kiddush Hashem. Okay, go on, what's the case like that? Papus lulainus, achi, papus lulainus, his brother. Shanita and beklub, my bekli, zchukhus l'tzvua, they were given water in a colored glass. Lo kuman, they refused to drink it. One of two reasons. Either because the Pnei Moshe says it had color on the grass of glass of Vodizola, so my dream would be like Marta Barzor, or a nice pshat, I think, is a pshat of the Kavanaki in Shemitah, that it was colored, it was a red-colored glass. And what people think, if they saw it, them, that it's wine, and they would think Stam Yenom is Mutter, right? The Yainech is okay. So he says they refused to drink. I think they were killed as a result. Lokim Lam says it's a public spectacle, they refused to do it. Amar! So we said, so Take, actually the question, now I have to tell you what the question is. So the question is, how come they can plant during Shemitah? Even to satisfy the desire of the king, it's pharesia, it's in public. They should be Yehorek Valyava, they should be killed rather than transgress. Right?
Yeah.
So says the Gemara, no. There's a very basic difference in this halacha. Says Maram Loiska Amar, he said Loiskavon Loiskavon Misham Dason. The Pugoyim who made them work during Shemitah, they were not motivated by any missionary zeal. El Magver and Nun, they're motivated by that factor which motivates all humanity.
The bottom line,
they want to collect taxes. So when can you transgress Barabim? When that effect is seen by the Goyim as renunciation of your religion. But if all they want you to do is pay money, so then we can cut corners. Okay? Says the mother, come on, Rabbi Mammon, your masses, in order to make a kiddush or share in front of them. Rabbi in the Kids Army, that's why they said 10. And I forget how exactly we learn up in the Pasuk, actually. Can we learn up in the Pasuk? What's the normal pasuk to say? No, not for kiddush Hashem. Yeah, that's how we know eight. No, yeah, I know, but this is the mitzvah of dying of kiddush Hashem. What?
Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, how do we know 10 here? It learns out of the first parak. Yofim parakamad asorein. I think we had it, Taka. I feel we learned it out. Maybe it was from Edo there. Anyway, says Amara Ravuna Barami Rabbi Rabbi Ami. Ravuna asked Rabbi Ami, Aku Maushum Tzuma Kiddush Hashem. If one guy comes up to another guy, for that matter, a Jew comes up to the guy and says, either transgress this.
What?
Oh, I did skip. Sorry, no matter. It does matter. Sorry. Rabina Zira Chamune Pare Chorei Chan Rabbi Shabsa. Rabina the younger, they saw him leading donkeys on Shabbos. Now, obviously, you're not supposed to do that. That's the law of Mechamer. It's not a Chimisa, but now I have to do it. So it was also because of the he was pressed into service by the goyim. Rabina asked you, Horul Lemefe, they pask and you could bake bread. Larticnus Beshusa, for Articnus, obviously some significant nobleman on Shabbos. Now, this whole discussion here, actually, among the Akroinim, the Gilin Ephraim brings it down, where the proper gifter should be not that they permitted him to bring bread, because then it might only permitted him to bake bread, which may indeed be the rice, that might be the only allowed them to bring bread. That to bring bread would be drabonon. And that's what he said, the way that the Gilin Ephraim brings down the gear, so it would be Rabina Zira Chamune. Oh, sorry, I went back in line. Rabiris Rios Yehoran Lemesei to bring bread, like Tiknus Bishupsa. Okay? So it's not clear here, if quite that second version, whether we're actually talking about pottering up the Raisa on the death of capital crime. Sounds still like the Rabbonans, or things that are not capital crimes. Anyway, be that as it may, Amrei Manamana said, Kashisi Kokuri Rabbi Yoina Abba. Ask for my father Rabbi Yoina. Lochet Amarabi Zero Rabbi Yoham Shir Rabbi Yana Rabbi Rabbi Yoham Shir Rabbi Shir Rabbi Yotzoda. Ninu Balias Bates Natzo. It says that they voted in Alias Bates Natzo. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is. I forgot. What is the Kasha? They made some gzera. What was the gzera which we're going to ask? The gosh, that they had.
No, this is that if it's not big three, it's you're supposed to.
All right. That's what it was. In other words, why don't you have to be Moser Nefesh for Shabbos? Not to be Mechamer, not to bake. Not to bring the bread according to that gear, so why she Moser Nefesh? So that was the kasha, right? So that's the same answer as before. Lois Kavim Sham, but they didn't want to missionize you as Kavim Mechel Pit Chamim, but they want to have hot bread. Oh, it's your Shabbos, our hot bread takes precedence. So but therefore you ought to do it because they didn't want to do it for religious persecution reasons, okay? They just hate the Jews, they're not religious persecution reasons. Says the one. Kamin Rabbi, how many is masters? So once I bring that drush, bring down the whole drush again. Rabbi, the case where I'm sorry, it's 10 to 7 hectares of Nesro. Rabbi, Avuna boy, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Avuna, ask for Rabbi. Akum, same idea before we had four. Akum, Aushi, Tsuvim, Al, Kiddush, Hashem, the Goyim, and I, Kiddush Hashem, Omalay, he said, Dachos of Nesro. They're only among the jewel, Yisrael, Mitzvah, and Kiddush Hashem, Vain, Akum, Tsuvim, Kiddush Hashem, they're not required to die, O Kiddush Hashem. Says my Rabbi Nisim B'Shem Lezer Shama Lo Me'ado. He learned out from here how to know it off the Kiddush Hashem because when Naaman was healed by Elisha and he went back to his own country, he said to Elisha, please forgive me. Dover Zeislach Hashem Ha'avdechon me. God forgive me that I'm going to go bow down in my Goyish temple. So what do we see here? If he has to die of Kiddush Hashem, he's not allowed to go into a Goyish temple. Obviously, he doesn't have to die of Kiddush Hashem. That's why it's not prohibited for going into the Goyisha temple. Is that clear?
No, not at all.
What?
What's this have to do
with the Goy? Naaman was a Goy. He came back from being healed by Elisha. He said, I'm going to have to go with my king, wherever it was, Ben-Hadad, to my Goyisha temple to give thanks to my God, who's no longer a God I believe in. No, if the Goy is Mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem, this is one of the big three. What's he about to do?
But he's not Jewish.
But a guy is mechuyev not to worship Avodah Zarah.
Oh,
I just gave it away. So he's going to worship Avodah Zarah. How can he do that? He said, Yorek Vayavor. So does Zokter. That's what he's saying. From the fact that Elisha didn't protest, he's going back to Davin in the Goyish Shul, it must be the Goyish Shul. The Goyish Temple. So it must be that it's the Goyim and Amutsuba Kiddush Hashem. No? Yes? Maybe?
No. I'm just thinking about.
Yeah,
I'm not
familiar
with that concept
yet. It's only here. Actually, we had a Masech Shvi'is many years ago, but that's not the point. That's the point of making, that Goy is not Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem.
What was the point of this Amor we had way back when? Did all these things in order for the Goy to say Brich okay?
That's a different Kiddush Hashem. That's where the Goy has to be Moser Nefesh on Kiddush Hashem.
Well, the hearers,
yeah, you're asking this if the Moser Nefesh. Goy number one comes to Goy number two and says, either go be Megala Arias or I'll kill you. Or either go be Ibn Avazara kill you. Or either
so
be.
So he's still maybe within the Parsha of Kiddush Hashem, but he's not in the Parsha of Nisira.
We're supposed to be Mekadosh Hashem in front of Goyim. That's the whole Orla Goyim kick, you know? We're supposed to be Mekadosh Hashem in front of Goyim, but it's not that Goyim are Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. They're our audience. They're not the. We are the actors. They're the players. They're the audience, okay? Says Gemara, Vayter, above us, there's Mino's case we had already, but I don't know if it's just back at Shmi's, but we certainly have the case. Above us, Mino, Ava Machin Kabi Chabarnash, who was a tailor by a certain individual, Bilgoymi in Rome. I slay Boston Avail, so they brought in the Vela teeth. Armaleza Leochold, his employer said, eat. Says Amar Amalei, so he said, "Lay no achil, I'm not going to eat. Amalei achol, eat. Locate if not, or no, to kotil, I'm going to kill you." Amalei, so he said, "He boys mikto. If you want, kill me. Because mikto li kato the lay no achil boss in the veil. I don't eat nevela." Amalei, so he said, "Ma moedalach, who told you that the ilu achalta minakonila that the truth is had in mind? If you ate it, I would kill you." Why? Because the immortal lines, Iyudi, Iyudi, Iramoi, Aramoi. There's no such thing as synthesis. Either you're a Jew or a Goy. Right? If you're a Jew, you have to be a Jew. If you're a Goy, you have to be a Goy. To be a Goyish a Yid or a Yiddish a Goy, it's not something acceptable. So therefore, he's really testing him, saying, had he eaten it, I would have killed you. Because that means you're an assimilationist. But since you didn't eat it, that's why I'll let you survive. Okay? This is very anti-Torah matter, Gemara, right? All right.
What about the philosophy that you can be over on this...
So says the Gemara. This is that beautiful, dramatic story. Says Mar, no. Says Mar, I'm Rabbi Mar, I'm going to say, he will have a Rabbi Barbar's Mizimna, Shaman, later over this Rabbi Barbar's Mina, the tale in the story, where the prophet, the rabbi, said... It should be mechol hava bado. You wouldn't eat the nevela. It was we paskin that you should eat the nevela, right? The ma'isa Kodesh Baruch Hu saved him from. In his case, we'd eat the nevela would have been bad. But the ma'isa ba'apia locha one can't eat the nevela, which is exactly what he said. Okay. Says more further. Tai b'zmanazan. Now the Mishnah Shemitah, which we haven't brought down, but which this also is glad at talks about. That plowing, Erev Shemitah, right? During Shemitah, in order to grow stuff to raise money for the taxes. So it says, Mar, what about Bismana said, there's no longer, I'm going to learn this like the Kavanaki there in Shemitah, even though there are some Meforshim who argue on this, excluding the Meforshim on the blot here. Says, Mar, Taiv Bismana said, Mar, what's the story about Taiv in our day and age? So, in other words, now that Xavier is no longer here, can we continue to engage in this behavior? Or since Xavier is gone, we cannot continue to engage in this behavior anymore. Okay? Xavier was, against plowing the first plow during Shemitah. So it says, the din is canceled. But Taylor Gzerta, because even though the Gzera is canceled, but despite the fact that no longer is any Gzera, once Chazal canceled the din, they canceled it. We find a similar thing by Neros Chanukah. It says, Mishasa Shmad, or Shmiasa Gzera, Minichal Shulchan Abedayo. You don't have to put the candlestick outside anymore. In that case, we don't have to Bismanaze either. Now we're not in any danger putting it outside. But again, Gzerta Batela Din Batel. Right? Even though the Gzer is Batel, and you can go back to the original thing and put the mirror outside, the Din is already Batel as well. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi, the Gzer is always in place until another basis can arise, which can cancel it. Okay? Says the Gemara, now this is another machlokes Rabbi Yossi, even though it's not related at all to the previous case. Says Mar, Meimetzai Adam Zolcha Peros of Mishpi. It's an interesting case, but Kavanoki explains it very nicely. He says, normally you're Gzoicha in Hagbah, right, and picking something up. But or in chater, being chater. But during Shemitah, you have the food in your chater is hefker. You can't acquire them during being chater, right? Simple chater. Also, you can't acquire it by I forgot what I was going to say.
You have to be
here? No. Did I say by chotzer? You can't acquire by chotzer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know what I was going to say. Oh, by agba. Can't pick it up by agba. I mean, you can pick it up, but you're not acquiring it by agba. You know why that is? Because the only agba works is when you know when you're picking it up, you're picking it up for the purpose of acquiring it. But this Baal Bas, he thinks it still is. He doesn't chap that during Shemitah's filas hefker. He thinks it's still mine. So when he picks it up, does he have Kavanas Kenyan? No. So therefore that doesn't make the Kenyan. It's pretty of his own thing. Okay? So that doesn't work. So says the Gemara, concerning this, what might work? So says Gemara, Mishayit and Rabbi Yirmiya Savar Meymar, Rabbi Yirmiya said, once you put it into your kli, it's yours, because even though you didn't have in mind that your yard should be koineh, but your kli is koineh, even in Baal Korcho, even without your awareness. Once you put something into your kli, it becomes yours. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Sar Meimar, Rabbi Yossi holds, I feel in the Sunni Besol, Kalev lo Zachar. Even if it was in his own, among his own property, he's not zeichin it, right? Serving in the day because he holds it's his, and it's not really his. Lesi nudita. I forget what this is talking about. One second. Oh, okay. I have, for some reason I forgot mid sentence. We'll sorry about. Rabbi, probably because I fell asleep momentarily. Rabbi, hear me. Serving meimar, he holds. I went back like, why? Because somebody in the day he thinks it's already his. The last in the day it's not his, so therefore it's not koina. Now the kev, obviously machlokas is based in a chotzer of a person could be koina without his intent, but he thinks it's already was koina already, right? And not just chotzer, but via something placed in the chotzer. You're putting in the keli inside the chotzer. So that's a shayla. Is that going to acquire it to be a kinyan mashiach or not?
It's the same principle. I mean, if he's picking it up, I mean, whether he holds it in his hand or puts it in the keli,
I made a big mistake. Did I just say mashiach?
No, it's a hakpa.
That was wrong also. It's chatzer. The shayla is chatzer or shalom is a kinyan shalom idaito or not. Hakpa is talking not quite except midas. Mashiach is kinyan only midas. The Shaili is Chotzer Koine Shlomi Das. Because Chotzer is very often Koine Shlomi Das, right?
Forget.
For Aveda, for stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what about over here? That's the question. What do we say over here? Do we say that you can acquire via Chotzer, even if you didn't have in mind to be coined at all, because you thought it was yours? That's a rebuttal hold, or no, since it was yours, the chutz you put in was redundant, it was superfluous, it didn't do anything. Okay? So it says more further. We don't answer the question. Rabbi Mana, Rakat Oil Prakula, going back to the previous issue. Ramana Kat Oil Prakula, when the general came to Tzipori, Hore Mefa Nachtor Meshuka Ashukai Paskin, that the baker should bake and would seem on Shabbos. Rabbanon, the Neveh, the Naveh, the Rabbanon lived in a place called Naveh. Horon, they passed in it for soldiers. Mafi chamiya bepischa. You can bake bread on Pesach. Okay? Amazing, right? Says the Gemara, Amre Yeser Bun, Ru Yeser Bun said, Ani pi melech hashmor. I'll preserve the mouth of the king. Ani pi melech, melech malchei amlochit. I, the king of all kings, I, the king, Eshmor Shamarli B'Sinai, I watched that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me in Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? Al Dibras, also watched the Dibras of Lo Yechol Him Achrim, Aponai, not to have another guidance, Fus, Elohim, Lo Tisa, Apnei, And Shavuos Elim, Los Yisrael Hashem Hashem Lokecho Lashav. I accepted that. However, now the coin of Pnei Moshe, these are Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah speaking at the time of their miracle at the fiery furnace. So he says, in terms of whatever Kosh Baruch Hu said, that we do without question. But kad hazeh, this individual who's a kad, who's like empty jars, right? Now, the Pnei Moshe points out it's kind of the play on the name Nebuchadnezzar, because Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah is play on the tying against Nebuchadnezzar. So it's a play. Kad is Nebuchad, right? Navo is the Nevu, right? And the Retzar, I don't know. But maybe Gavra, right? Nebuchadnezzar. Anyway, be as it may, Lamaisa, what they said is that why we're not going to listen to Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, right? Because the view of Nebuchadnezzar, Gavra, ain't Kabush, Neshavi, you're like a dog, right? You have a larger bark than your bite. So therefore, they took the risk. Rabbi Yehoshua Rav said, what risk did they take, by the way? And when the first came out alive, right? Okay. Says Mar Rabbi Yehoshua Rav said, look, Rabbi Yehoshua, that if the...
They walked or tossed
it. I don't remember that they tossed or walked. Do you remember? I'll take your word for it. It's too late for me to quibble with you. Says the sorry. Says the Gemara, Ravina Shem Rasa, look, Ravina, they have to have another profession, they're okay. Very now, Krovi. Okay, the next Mishnah has the capacity to bring us back to Yevamos. So, none of us would want that to occur, right? Very now, Krovi. These are the relatives, which are your pulse leaders. Achiv, your brother, Achiovi, your uncle, your father's brother, Achimo. Sorry.
One second.
I don't know if it's material. Let's not worry about it right now. No, this is for sure, because before we have Balachos of Sargiso here, is your wife's sister's husband. That's what it is. Hain of name, the Chasneim. They and their sons and their son-in-laws, your apostolate is for all them. The Chaglabato and your stepson only, not his children and children-in-law. Dodo ubendodo v'chal roi liyarsho. Anybody who can inherit him, which is all, of course, on the man's side, right? We don't postulate this Mishra Yishra, but that's what it held, right? What if a guy was once a witness, but then he became was once a relative, but then he became non-relative. So he can still testify. You don't marry filu mesa bito v'yeshlo bani v'mena. Even if your daughter died, but you and all you have left is your son-in-law, as long as you have kids from your son-in-law, I raise a car, it's considered to be a car, if you can't testify against him, even if you really want to testify against your son-in-law. Says my came and see your achim. What it says your brother. Matzul miste achiyav. Why does it say your father's brother? Right? Why does it say he's about? Says the Morah, Lomar could tell you, but no, b'chasan o shel, take the word chasan, achiyav. It's going to tell us that not just is your uncle osir, but rather you're also osir because of your fellow osir because of. I don't know, I began another sentence which I don't know. I have no idea how I want to finish. Anyway, you came, let me go back the line, therefore. Came near an achi matru miste achi av, why did you say both? Lord, but no, because son of shell, it should be avi aviv, that even the sons and stepsons of your father's brother are also to testify in your case. Okay? Says the Gemara, they're still relatives. Now, we came to see the top of Yuzayim Rav. Came in, since we learned, now, here in Shai, there's so changes gear so consistently and systematically in the cases. And I have sympathy for his approach. So I will like him. So the came to the end, since it says, Baal Achoso, which is my sister husband, Matsuha Marachima, why does it have to say, your mother's brother? it's the same thing. Your mother's brother is tantamount to saying but it's tantamount also to saying your brother-in-law. Baal Achoso is the same thing as your uncle. I don't know if I can depict it without a diagram, but it's reflexive. These are if you know that their children are, you know that children are also, right? And the next generation is also in each case, right? Right. B'nei M'chasneim, or fathers-in-law. Right? Nechazim is down a generation. Fathers, father-in-laws are upper generation. So it says, why do you have to mention the brothers or the mother? Right? Lomar Benova Chasano, that's the answer, I'm sorry. Let me go back to the beginning of the page. Kevin, it says, Baruch Hoso, again, this Shad Yisrael's change. It says your sister's husband. Matzuch lemisa achimo. So why does it have to say your mother's brothers? You know what? I really don't know why it's reciprocal. I thought I knew what's reciprocal, but I can't figure out now. It's two different lines, right? Well, I have it on the side of the reason. Okay, because Your uncle.
Because it's from the mother's side. It could be different father.
What? He changed just to the Baruch Hoso. It's hard for me to figure this out without pen and paper. But the way the Shad Yisrael says it, he says, I got it. If your sister's son is also to you, Baruch Hoso means not just your sister's husband is also, but also your sister's son. So that means your nephew is also to you, right?
Right.
What are you to your nephew?
Uncle.
Achimo. That's the case. If Baal Achoso's son is also to you, because that's our Mishnah Ben, right? That means you being Achimo are also to him. So that, why need both cases? One case would indicate the other case. Okay? Okay, the one I hold to ask Kasher. So it says, well, I'll tell you why. Lomar Benova Chasono Shel, it should be Achimo, means to say the cousins are Osir each other. Because we need want to know that the cousins are Osir. That would have told us a nephew can't testify an uncle and a nephew. But I don't know the cousins are Osir each other. That's why we need to say cases from which we deduce cousins. Okay? We need to mention every case which you learn cousins. Same thing, next three cases. Rikamadin, once it says, take them on faith. Rikamadin, the thing is, he changes all three. Rikamadin, it says, Chomiv, they should say, his father-in-law. Matzuch lemisa, what does it have to say? Baal Achoso, your brother-in-law. If your father-in-law is also, your brother-in-law is also as well. Lomar, so comes to tell us, Benoba Chasano Shel, the word Chasani is superfluous, comes to tell us that the son and son-in-law of Baal Achoso also as well. Comes to tell us that those two are also the cousins. Now it says Mark, Mikamadin, once it says, here it should say Agiso. Once it says your brother-in-law, once it says your brother-in-law, Matzuch lemisne Baal Achosimo. Why does it say your uncle by marriage? Lomar, so to say the same thing, but Benova Chasono, to tell us the idea of about the son and son-in-law Baal Chosimo. Now, it's a Vav Hey at the beginning of the next word to the Vav Hey, but should just be Tninon. Tninon, we learned. Chorgo Levato, your stepson himself. Rav Amar, Rav says, I don't understand. Im Chasan, it should be Giso. If your brother-in-law's son-in-law is usher, right? Baal chorgoso lo koshkein. Shouldn't your step son-in-law become usher to you? Again, If your brother-in-law's son is osur upon you, which is your nephew, why? So certainly your step-son-in-law should also become osur on you, right? Now the Gemara understands at this point, which is a mistake, that your brother-in-law's son is osur on you, even if he's not your nephew by blood. He's not your sister's son. He's your brother-in-law's son by another woman. Okay? So Mara says, your brother-in-law's son by another woman is also upon you, even though he's not really your nephew. It's only indirectly your nephew. So to your stepson, your stepson-in-law, he's not your nephew, true. I mean, it's not your son, but he's indirectly related to you because you married his mother, right? So you should be also to testify on him. So why did you say, Chor Levada, only your stepson? Sounds like not your stepson-in-law. What's the difference? So it says, Mara Tipater. So Gemara says one answer. Sheyesh lo bari chasani mimenu. This is only where, it's only usher your nephew when it's your nephew, meaning that your sister had these sons and sons-in-law, as opposed to, so they're enachnami. If it's not from your sister, then you're talking not usher, and that's why you're also not usher your stepson-in-law. Now agiso. It says, Gemara says really a little bit better into this principle. Agiso, your brother-in-law, istani the learned, istani that those who said that agiso is a case of yesh lo bari chasanim, where you have he has sons and sons-in-law. He said that those ain't lo bari v'chasanim. He doesn't have sons and son-in-law. What does that mean? Manam ayesh lo bari v'chasanim. He who says that he has sons and sons-in-law, that's a meaning that they're pasul le'edus, that's on you, and your pasul is on them, that's only if mimeno, they're actually your sister's children. Manam ayesh lo bari v'chasanim, meaning that they're not pasul to you for testimony, and you're not pasul for them. It's imokam achetz when those sons and sons-in-law come from another wife, not from your own sister. Okay? Rav was his nephew. Nafak, he went l'meisrei mashkon to soak hides. Rabbi Chia, Rav, Rabbi Chia, everybody knows Rabbi Chia took hides and wrote Sifrei Torah and went to cities and taught kids the Sifrei Torah, you know, taught each one kid one Torah, and they used to teach other. Any recollection of that? G'doyli maitzei Chia. They used to go shalot tishtakach Torah Yisrael. So used to hunt the deer and make the hides. What?
I remember him teaching separate parts.
Right, that's the whole story. So Rav went for his uncle to go make the hides, right? Arba Chadasar. So he went to the place. Vash Rabbi Yochanan. He found Rabbi Yochanan. Lo and behold, Yosu Makshi sitting in asking Kasha. Tina, we learned Chorgo Levado, only your stepson. What about Ishus Chorgo? Can you testify for your son, stepson's wife? Bow Mao. And Bao Chorgo, so arguing the priest, where what about your stepdaughter's husband? And what did Rav say? Or Rabbi Yochanan said, actually, Isha Kabalo Bao Ki Ishto. It says Chorgo Levado doesn't have to mean the Chorgo Levado. It means Chorgo, not his son or son-in-law, unlike the other relatives in the Mishnah. But even the Chorgo, you're also testifying his wife, and if it's a stepdaughter, now that's the testifying her husband. Okay? Rav Chista boy. The conversation is Chorig of Baal Kisho. The wife of Chorig is like Chorig, and the husband is like the wife. Rechis the boy, Rechis says, Dor Shlishi Maushia Mutzer Be'eshes Rishon. Can you testify about your great uncle? And the word gives an example. Or a great niece. Moshe, now the other Yisoos here, but I don't want to get into them. Moshe Maushia Mutzer Be'eshes Pinchas. Could Moshe testify for his grandniece? Well, who was his grandniece? Pinchas' wife, because Pinchas was his great-nephew, right? So, a grand-nephew. So, says Mar, Reish Lakish Amar, V'kavim dor sheni v'dor shlishi, you know what, you can go second generation, once it's split beyond first cousins, right? You have, like, second generation, a first cousin once removed. Or a second cousin. So once you go beyond cousins, so you should have said Makabli Dorshani for the Dorshlishi, midochak. Second cousins and one cousin and first cousin once removed, we accept under pressure when we don't have any other testimony. Rabbi Yochanan Marfil Mirevach. He says, I don't remember from the Bavli, he says it's not even a problem. And the more it's in Bavli, it does cause Shlishi B'Sheni, Shlishi B'Rishon, so maybe there are some parallels, but I don't remember what the parallels is. Okay, says the more Kechado, there was one case, it was really a new case. Kechado is one case of Agisid Ravuna, Havali Dina Chabran, a certain period of time, that the ex brother in law of Ravuna had a court case with a certain individual. Alright, so the guy said, the ex brother in law said, Koma the Ravuna Amar Anamakabal Alai. Whatever he says, I'll accept. Shom Ravuna said, Vama, he said, oh, it should be Hodein Yoda. He knows the halacha, meaning that the halacha is Korav Shnisrachik is okay. If he was once my brother-in-law, but he ain't my brother-in-law no more, I can send a judgment upon him. Now, this is not always true, okay? As we know more, we'll see momentarily. Kshem Shamru, just like they said, and here the Gil Shaita so changes the gear order. Kshem Shamru, Milamaton, Kachamula Malon. Meaning that, just like they said below, if you don't, if your daughter died, but you have children from your daughter and her husband, so her husband still remains your son-in-law, right? If you have children, still remains your son-in-law, right? And grandchildren still remains your son-in-law. So too, if you have a lamala, right? If your father's sister dies, but you still have an uncle, right? Uncle who was an uncle by marriage, and you have cousins through that uncle, then that uncle is still also to you. Okay? So, and that's true here also by Ravuna's brother-in-law. It's only okay that we don't only say ex-brother-in-law you consider in judgment if you have no nephews through that brother-in-law. But if you have nephews, then you can't sit in judgment. And the same thing, if you have an uncle, you can only sit in judgment upon him or testify about him. Same thing. If it's a, you have no cousins through him. But if you have cousins through him, it means it's uncle and it's no good. Okay? So then Rabbi Yerushalayim Rav said, Halacha Kreb Yehuda, which is what we just said, that Mesa Bita Vyeshabari Man and Raise a Korb. Okay, Holy Vasoni, somebody who loves you, somebody who hates you. Post ladies, Ezo Oev, so Shoshvina, your best man. Vasone, Koshaloti Remosh Loshasian baby, didn't speak to you for 3 days because he hates your guts. Armulo, they said, Chasvis Shomlo, Nechshadu Yisrael Akach. I'm so not suspect that they're going to lie in testimony because they love somebody or they hate somebody. Now, says Mar, Rabbi Tavlai, Rabbi Avinashem Rav says, who's in your, when is he in Shoshavin? For all Shiva Simei Mishta, Shanu. Sorry, it's something you should have the Bible. The Bible says it's only the first day. There's only a Shoshim for the first day, the day of the Chasta. But the Bible, Yerushalmi holds also says 7 days. Okay, we did two blot. I thought we'd actually get to the bottom of the page, but we started late. We'll stop here for this evening.
The time you justified more. About 9 o'clock. I have to be there at 8:15.